Creator, just as there may be 9 witnesses in a courtroom testifying for 1 defendant. The term principle has this meaning also. The desire of the scribe may be seen in much of this material to have affected the manner of its presentation, just as the abilities and preferences of this group determine the nature of this contact. The difference lies in the fact that we are as we are. Thus, we may either speak as we will or not speak at all. This demands a very tuned, shall we say, group. Questioner: I sense that there is fruitful ground for investigation of our development in tracing the evolution of the bodily energy centers, because these 7 centers seem to be linked with all of the 7s that I spoke of previously and be central to our own development. Could you describe the process of evolution of these bodily energy centers, starting with the most primitive form of life to have them? I am Ra. This material has been covered previously to some extent. Therefore, we shall not repeat information upon which rays dwell in first and second density and the wherefores of this, but rather attempt to enlarge upon this information. The basic pivotal points of each level of development, that is, each density beyond second, may be seen to be as follows. Firstly, the basic energy of so-called red ray. This ray may be understood to be the basic strengthening ray for each density. It shall never be condescended to as less important or productive of spiritual evolution, for it is the foundation ray. The next foundation ray is yellow. This is the great stepping stone ray. At this ray, the mind-body potentiates to its fullest balance. The strong red-orange-yellow triad springboards the entity into the center ray of green. This is again a basic ray, but not a primary ray. This is the resource for spiritual work. When green ray has been activated, we find the third primary ray being able to begin potentiation. This is the first true spiritual ray, in that all transfers are of an integrated mind-body-spirit nature. The blue ray seats the learning teachings of the spirit in each density within the mind-body complex, animating the whole, communicating to others this entirety of beingness. The indigo ray, though precious, is that ray worked upon only by the adept, as you would call it. It is the gateway to intelligent infinity, bringing intelligent energy through. This is the energy center worked upon in those teachings considered inner, hidden, and occult. For this ray is that which is infinite in its possibilities. As you are aware, those who heal, teach, and work for the Creator in any way, which may be seen to be both radiant and balanced, are those activities which are indigo ray. As you are aware, the violet ray is constant and does not figure into a discussion of the functions of ray activation in that it is the mark, the register, the identity, the true vibration of an entity. Questioner: In order to clarify a little bit, I would like to ask this question. If we have a highly polarized entity polarized towards service to others, and a highly polarized entity polarized towards service to self, taking each ray, starting with red, would there be a difference in the red ray of these 2 entities? I am Ra. This shall be the last full question of this working. There is no difference in equally strongly polarized positive and negative entities as regards red ray. Questioner: Is this also true of all the other rays? I am Ra. We shall answer briefly. You may question further at another working. The negative ray pattern is the red, orange, yellow, moving directly to the blue, this being only used in order to contact intelligent infinity. In positively oriented entities, the configuration is even, crystallinely clear, and of the 7 ray description. Are there any short queries before we leave this instrument? Questioner: I only need to know if there is anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to help the contact. I am Ra. You are most conscientious. All is well. I leave you, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and in the peace of the one Creator, Adonai. Ra Session Number 40, March 18th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the infinite Creator. We communicate now. Questioner: I thought that I would make a statement and let you correct it. I'm trying to make a simple model of the portion of the universe that we find ourselves in. Starting with the Logos, or sublogos, our sun, we have white light emanating from this. This is made up of frequencies ranging from the red to the violet. I'm assuming that this white light, then, contains the experiences through all of the densities, and as we go into the eighth density, we go into a black hole which emerges on the other side as another logos, or sun, and starts another octave of experience. Can you comment on this part of my statement? I am Ra. We can comment upon this statement to an extent. The concept of the white light of the sublogos being prismatically separated and later, at the final chapter, being absorbed again is basically correct. However, there are subtleties involved which are more than semantic. The white light which emanates and forms the articulated sublogos has its beginning in what may be metaphysically seen as darkness. The light comes into that darkness and transfigures it, causing the chaos to organize and become reflective or radiant. Thus, the dimensions come into being. Conversely, the blackness of the black hole, metaphysically speaking, is a concentration of white light being systematically absorbed once again into the one creator. Finally, this absorption into the one creator continues until all the infinity of creations have attained sufficient spiritual mass in order that all form, once again, the great central sun, if you would so imagine it, of the intelligent infinity awaiting potentiation by free will. Thus, the transition of the octave is a process which may be seen to enter into timelessness of unimaginable nature. To attempt to measure it by your time measures would be useless. Therefore, the concept of moving through the black hole of the ultimate spiritual gravity well and coming immediately into the next octave misses the subconcept, or corollary, of the portion of this process which is timeless. Questioner: Our astronomers have noticed that the light from spiral galaxies is approximately 7 times less than it should be from their calculations of what their mass should be. I was just wondering if that was due to the increase of spiritual mass in the galaxies in what we call white dwarf stars. I am Ra. This is basically correct and is a portion of the way or process of creation's cycle. Questioner: Thank you. I was also wondering if the first density corresponded somehow to the color red, the second to the color orange, the third to the color yellow, and so on, the densities corresponding to the colors, in a way, so that the basic vibration that forms the photon, that forms the core of all atomic particles, would have a relationship to that color in the density. And that vibration would step up for second, third, and fourth density, corresponding to the increase in the vibration of the colors. Is this in any way correct? I am Ra. This is more correct than you have stated. Firstly, you are correct in positing a quantum, if you will, as the nature of each density, and further correct in assuming that these quanta may be seen to be of vibratory natures corresponding to color, as you grasp this word. However, it is also true, as you have suspected but not asked, that each density is of a metaphysical characteristic complex of its ray. Thus, in first density, the red ray is the foundation for all that is to come. In second density, the orange ray is that of movement and growth of the individual, this ray striving towards the yellow ray of self-conscious manifestations of a social nature, as well as individual. Third density being the equivalent, and so forth. Each density being primarily its ray, plus the attractions of the following ray, pulling it forward in evolution, and, to some extent, coloring or shading the chief color of that density. Questioner: Then the bodily energy centers for an individual would be, assuming that the individual evolves in a straight line from first through to eighth density, would each of these energy centers or chakras be activated to completion if everything worked as it should? Would each be activated to completion and greatest intensity by the end of the experience in each density? I am Ra. Hypothetically speaking, this is correct. However, the fully activated being is rare. Much emphasis is laid upon the harmonies and balances of individuals. It is necessary for graduation across densities for the primary energy centers to be functioning in such a way as to communicate with intelligent infinity and to appreciate and bask in this light in all of its purity. However, to fully activate each energy center is the mastery of few, for each center has a variable speed of rotation or activity. The important observation to be made, once all necessary centers are activated to the minimal necessary degree, is the harmony and balance between these energy centers. Questioner: Thank you. Taking as an example the transition between second and third density, when this transition takes place, does the frequency of vibration, which forms the photon, the core of all particles of the density, does this frequency increase from a frequency corresponding to second density, or the color orange, to the frequency we measure for the color yellow? What I'm getting at is, do all the vibrations that form the density, the basic vibrations of the photon, increase in a quantum fashion over a relatively short period of time? I am Ra. This is correct. Then you see within each density the gradual upgrading of vibratory levels. Questioner: This is a guess. Would the frequency going from second to third increase from the middle orange frequency or average orange frequency to the middle yellow frequency or average yellow frequency? I am Ra. This query is indeterminate. We shall attempt to be evade. However, the frequency that is the basis of each density is what may be called a true color. This term is impossible to define, given your system of sensibilities and scientific measurements, for color has vibratory characteristics, both in space-time and in time-space. The true color is then overlaid and tinged by the rainbow of the various vibratory levels within that density and the attraction vibrations of the next true color density. Questioner: How long was the time of transition on this planet between second and third density? A generation and a half, I believe. Is that correct? I am Ra. This is correct. The time measured in your years being approximately 1,350. Questioner: Then, what will be the time of transition on this planet from third to fourth density? I am Ra. This is difficult to estimate due to the uncharacteristic anomalies of this transition. There are at this space-time nexus beings incarnate which have begun fourth density work. However, the third density climate of planetary consciousness is retarding the process. At this particular nexus, the possibility-probability vortices indicate somewhere between 100 and 700 of your years as transition period. This cannot be accurate due to the volatility of your peoples at this space-time. Questioner: Has the vibration of the photon increased in frequency already? I am Ra. This is correct. It is this influence which has begun to cause thoughts to become things. As an example, you may observe the thoughts of anger becoming those cells of the physical body complex going out of control to become what you call the cancer. Questioner: I am assuming this vibration started increasing about between 20 and 30 years ago. Is this correct? I am Ra. The first harbingers of this were approximately 45 of your years ago, the energies vibrating more intensely through the 40-year period preceding the final movement of vibratory matter, shall we say, through the quantum leap, as you would call it. Questioner: Starting then 45 years ago, and taking the entire increase in vibration that we will experience in this density change, approximately what percentage of the way through this increase of vibration are we right now? I am Ra. The vibratory nature of your environment is true color green. This is, at this time, heavily overwoven with the orange ray of planetary consciousness. However, the nature of quanta is such that the movement over the boundary is that of discrete placement of vibratory level. Questioner: You mentioned that thoughts of anger now are causing cancer. Can you expand on this mechanism as it acts as a catalyst or its complete purpose? I am Ra. The fourth density is one of revealed information. Selves are not hidden to self or other selves. The imbalances or distortions, which are of a destructive nature, show, therefore, in more obvious ways, the vehicle of the mind-body-spirit complex, thus acting as a teaching resource for self-revelation. These illnesses, such as cancer, are correspondingly very amenable to self-healing once the mechanism of the destructive influence has been grasped by the individual. Questioner: Then you're saying that cancer is quite easily healed mentally and is a good teaching tool because it is quite easily healed mentally. And once the entity forgives the other self at whom he is angry, cancer will disappear? Is this correct? I am Ra. This is partially correct. The other portion of healing has to do with forgiveness of self and a greatly heightened respect for the self. This may conveniently be expressed by taking care in dietary matters. This is quite frequently a part of the healing and forgiving process. Your basic premise is correct. Questioner: In dietary matters, what would be the foods that one would include and what would be the foods that one would exclude in a general way for the most or the greatest care of one's bodily complex? I am Ra. Firstly, we underline and emphasize that this information is not to be understood literally, but as a link or psychological nudge for the body and the mind and spirit. Thus, it is the care and respect for the self that is the true thing of importance. In this light, we may iterate the basic information given for this instrument's diet. The vegetables, the fruits, the grains, and to the extent necessary for the individual metabolism, the animal products. These are those substances showing respect for the self. In addition, though this has not been mentioned, for this instrument is not in need of purification, those entities in need of purging the self of a poison thought form or emotion complex do well to take care in following a program of careful fasting until the destructive thought form has been purged, analogously with the byproducts of ridding the physical vehicle of excess material. Again, you see the value not to the body complex, but used as a link for the mind and spirit. Thus, self reveals self to self. Questioner: Thank you. A very important concept. Does the fact that basic vibration that we experience now is green true color or fourth density account for the fact that there are many mental effects upon material objects that are now observable for the first time in a mass way, like the bending of metal by mind? I am Ra. This shall be the final query in total of this working. This is not only correct, but we suggest you take this concept further and understand the great number of entities with the so-called mental diseases being due to the effect of this green ray true color upon the mental configurations of those unready mentally to face the self for the first time. Are there any brief queries before we close? Questioner: Just two. With respect to what you just said, would then people incarnating here by seniority of vibration who incarnate for the service to self path be ones who would have extreme difficulty mentally with this green ray vibration? I am wrong. This is incorrect. It is, rather, the numbers who have distracted themselves and failed to prepare for this transition, yet who are somewhat susceptible to its influence, who may be affected. Questioner: Thank you. I'll just ask if there's anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. This instrument is well. You are conscientious. The appurtenances cause this instrument greater comfort in the distortion of the warmth of the body complex. I am Ra. I leave you, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 41, March 20th, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner: I have one question of logistics to start with. I know it's a dumb question, but I have to ask it to be sure. There is a possibility that we may have to move from this location to a location 1,000 or more miles from here in the future. Will this have any effect at all on our contact with Ra? I am Ra. This is not a foolish question. The location is meaningless, for are we not in the creation? However, The place of the working shall be either carefully adjudged by yourselves to be of the appropriate vibratory levels, or it shall be suggested that the purification of the place be enacted and dedication made through meditation before initial working. This might entail such seemingly mundane chores as the cleansing or painting of surfaces, which you may deem to be inappropriately marred. Questioner: I am familiar with the banishing ritual of the lesser pentagram. I was just wondering if this ritual was of use in preparing a place for this type of working. I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Then, generally, what you're saying is that even if we moved over 1,000 miles away, if we carefully prepared a place that we found, even though it had been used by others previously, it could be made satisfactory. Is this correct? I am Ra. Yes. Questioner: In trying to build an understanding from the start, you might say, starting with intelligent infinity and getting to our present condition of being, I think I should go back and investigate our sun, since it is the sublogos that creates all that we experience in this particular planetary system. Will you give me a description of our sun? I am Ra. This is a query which is not easily answered in your language, for the sun has various aspects in relation to intelligent infinity, to intelligent energy, and to each density of each planet, as you call these spheres. Moreover, these differences extend into the metaphysical or time-space part of your creation. In relationship to intelligent infinity, the sun body is, equally with all parts of the infinite creation, part of that infinity. In relation to the potentiated intelligent infinity, which makes use of intelligent energy, it is the offspring, shall we say, of the logos for a much larger number of sublogoi. The relationship is hierarchical in that the sublogos uses the intelligent energy in ways set forth by the logos and uses its free will to co-create the, shall we say, full nuances of your densities as you experience them. In relationship to the densities, the sun body may physically, as you would say, be seen to be a large body of gaseous elements undergoing the processes of fusion and radiating heat and light. Metaphysically, the sun achieves a meaning to fourth through seventh density according to the growing abilities of entities in these densities to grasp the living creation and co-entity or other self nature of this sun body. Thus, by the sixth density, the sun may be visited and inhabited by those dwelling in time-space, and may even be partially created from moment to moment by the processes of sixth density entities in their evolution. Questioner: In your last statement, did you mean that the sixth density entities are actually creating the manifestation of the sun in their density? Could you explain what you meant by that? I am Ra. In this density, some entities, whose means of reproduction is fusion, may choose to perform this portion of experience as part of the beingness of the sun body. Thus, you may think of portions of the light that you receive as offspring of the generative expression of sixth density love. Questioner: Then could you say that sixth density entities are using that mechanism to be more closely co-creators with the infinite creator? I am Ra. This is precisely correct, as seen in the latter portions of sixth density, seeking the experiences of the gateway density. Questioner: Thank you. What I want to do now is investigate, as the first density is formed, what happens and how energy centers are first formed in beings. Let me first ask you, does it make any sense to ask you if the sun itself has a density, or is it all densities? I am Ra. The sublogos is of the entire octave and is not that entity which experiences the learning teachings of entities such as yourselves. Questioner: I am going to make a statement of my understanding and ask if you will correct me. I intuitively see the first density being formed by an energy center that is a vortex. This vortex, then, causes these spinning motions that I have mentioned before of a vibration, which is light, which then starts to condense into the materials of the first density. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct as far as your reasoning has taken you. However, it is well to point out that the Logos has the plan of all the densities of the octave in potential completion, before entering the space-time continuum in first density. Thus, the energy centers exist before they are manifest. Questioner: Then, what is the simplest being that is manifested? I'm supposing it might be a single cell or something like that. And how does it function with respect to energy centers? I am Ra. The simplest manifest being is light, or what you have called the photon. In relationship to energy centers, it may be seen to be the center or foundation of all articulated energy fields. Questioner: When first density is formed, we have fire, air, earth, and water. There is at some time the first movement or individuation of life into a portion of consciousness that is self-mobile. Could you describe the process of the creation of this and what type of energy center that it has? I am Ra. The first, or red ray, density, though attracted towards growth, is not in the proper vibration for those conditions conducive to what you may call the spark of awareness. As the vibratory energies move from red to orange, the vibratory environment is such as to stimulate those chemical substances, which lately had been inert, to combine in such a fashion that love and light begin the function of growth. The supposition which you had earlier made concerning single-celled entities, such as the polymorphous dinoflagellate, is correct. The mechanism is one of the attraction of upward spiraling light. There is nothing random about this or any portion of evolution. Questioner: As I remember, the polymorphous dinoflagellate has an iron rather than a copper-based cell. Could you comment on that? I am Ra. This information is not central. The base of any metabolism, shall we say, is that which may be found in the chemical substances of the neighborhood of origin. Questioner: I was just commenting on this because this indicates that it has the motion of our animal life with copper-based cells, yet it has the iron-based cell of plant life, indicating a transition from, possibly, plant to animal life. Am I wrong? My memory is a little fuzzy on this. I am Ra. It is not that you are incorrect, but that no conclusions should be drawn from such information. There are several different types of bases for conscious entities, not only upon this planetary sphere, but to a much greater extent in the forms found on planetary spheres of other sublogoi. The chemical vehicle is that which most conveniently houses the consciousness. The functioning of consciousness is the item of interest, rather than the chemical makeup of a physical vehicle. We have observed that those whom you call scientists have puzzled over the various differences and possible interrelationships of various stages, types, and conditions of life forms. This is not fruitful material, as it is that which is of a moment's choice by your sublogos. Questioner: I didn't mean to waste time with that question, but you just happened to mention that particular single cell. Does this polymorphous dinoflagellate, then, have an orange energy center? I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner: Is this energy center, then, on a very small scale, related to the orange energy center in man? I am Ra. The true color is precisely the same. However, the consciousness of the second density beginning is primitive, and the use of orange ray limited to the expression of self, which may be seen to be movement and survival. In third density, at this time, those clinging to orange ray have a much more complex system of distortions through which orange ray is manifested. This is somewhat complicated. We shall endeavor to simplify. The appropriate true color for third density is, as you have ascertained, yellow. However, the influences of the true color green acting upon yellow ray entities have caused many entities to revert to the consideration of self rather than the stepping forward into consideration of other self or green ray. This may not be seen to be of a negatively polarized nature, as a negatively polarized entity is working very intensively with the deepest manifestations of yellow ray group energies, especially the manipulations of other self for service to self. Those reverting to orange ray, and we may add these are many upon your plane at this time, are those who feel the vibrations of true color green and, therefore, respond by rejecting governmental and societal activities as such and seek once more the self. However, not having developed the yellow ray properly, so that it balances the personal vibratory rates of the entity then is faced with the task of further activation and balancing of the self in relation to the self, thus the orange ray manifestations at this space-time nexus. Thus, true color orange is that which it is, without difference. However, the manifestations of this, or any ray, may be seen to be most various depending upon the vibratory levels and balances of the mind-body or mind-body-spirit complexes which are expressing these energies. Questioner: Could you tell me the simplest and first entity to have both orange and yellow ray energy centers? I am Ra. Upon your planetary sphere, those having the first yellow ray experiences are those of animal and vegetable natures, which find the necessity for reproduction by bisexual techniques, or who find it necessary to depend in some way upon other selves for survival and growth. Questioner: And then what entity would be the simplest that would have red, orange, yellow, and green activation? I am Ra. This information has been covered in a previous session. To perhaps simplify your asking, each center may be seen to be activated potentially in third density, the late second density entities having the capability, if efficient use is made of experience, of vibrating and activating the green ray energy center. The third density being, having the potential for complete self-awareness, thus has the potential for the minimal activation of all energy centers. The fourth, fifth, and sixth densities are those refining the higher energy centers. The seventh density is a density of completion and the turning towards timelessness or foreverness. Questioner: Well, then, would an animal in second density have all of the energy centers in some way in its being, but just not activated? I am Ra. This is precisely correct. Questioner: Now, the animal in second density is composed of light, as are all things. What I'm trying to get at is the relationship between the light that the various bodies of the animal are created of and the relationship of this to the energy centers which are active and the ones which are not active, and how this is linked with the logos. It is a difficult question to ask. Can you give me some kind of an answer on that? I am Ra. The answer is to redirect your thought processes from any mechanical view of evolution. The will of the logos posits the potentials available to the evolving entity. The will of the entity, as it evolves, is the single measure of the rate and fastidiousness of the activation and balancing of the various energy centers. Questioner: Thank you. In the day before yesterday's session, you mentioned variable speed of rotation or activity of energy centers. What did you mean by that, speed of rotation? I am Ra. Each energy center has a wide range of rotational speed, or as you may see it more clearly in relation to color, brilliance. The more strongly the will of the entity concentrates upon and refines or purifies each energy center, the more brilliant or rotationally active each energy center will be. It is not necessary for the energy centers to be activated in order in the case of a self-aware entity. Thusly, entities may have extremely brilliant energy centers while being quite unbalanced in their violet ray aspect, due to lack of attention paid to the totality of experience of the entity. The key to balance may then be seen in the unstudied, spontaneous, and honest response of entities toward experiences, thus using experience to the utmost, then applying the balancing exercises in achieving the proper attitude for the most purified spectrum of energy center manifestation in violet ray. This is why the brilliance or rotational speed of the energy centers is not considered above the balanced aspect or violet ray manifestation of an entity in regarding harvestability. For those entities which are unbalanced, especially as to the primary rays, will not be capable of sustaining the impact of the love and light of intelligent infinity to the extent necessary for harvest. Questioner: Could you tell me the difference between space-time and time-space? I am Ra. Using your words, the difference is that between the visible and invisible, or the physical and metaphysical. Using mathematical terms, as does the one you call Larson. The difference is that between S over T and T over S. Questioner. You mentioned in the last session that fasting was a method of removing unwanted thought forms. Can you expand on this process and explain a little more about how this works? I am Ra. This, as all healing techniques, must be used by a conscious being. That is, a being conscious that the ridding of excess and unwanted material from the body complex is the analogy to the ridding of mind or spirit of excess or unwanted material. Thus, the one discipline, or denial, of the unwanted portion as an appropriate part of the self is taken through the tree of mind, down through the trunk, to subconscious levels where the connection is made. And thus the body, mind, and spirit then in unison express denial of the excess or unwanted spiritual or mental material as part of the entity. All then falls away, and the entity, while understanding, if you will, and appreciating the nature of the rejected material as part of the greater self, nevertheless, through the action of the will, purifies and refines the mind-body-spirit complex, bringing into manifestation the desired mind complex or spirit complex attitude. Questioner. Then, would this be like a conscious reprogramming of catalyst? For instance, for some entities, catalyst is programmed by the higher self to create experiences so that the entity can release itself from unwanted biases. Would this be analogous, then, to the entity consciously programming this release and using fasting as the method of communication to itself? I am Ra. This is not only correct, but may be taken further. The self, if conscious to a great enough extent of the workings of this catalyst and the techniques of programming, may, through concentration of the will and the faculty of faith alone, cause reprogramming without the analogy of the fasting, the diet, or other analogous body complex disciplines. Questioner. I have a book, Initiation, by Elizabeth H., in which the woman describes initiation. Are you familiar with the contents of this book? I am Ra. This is correct. We scan your mind. Questioner. Jim has read the entire book. I have only read part of it, but I was wondering if the teachings in the book with respect to balancing were your teachings, Ra's teachings. I am Ra. This is basically correct, with distortions that may be seen when this material is collated with the material we have offered. Questioner. Why are the red, yellow, and blue energy centers called primary centers? I think from the previous material I understand this, but is there some tracing of these primary colors back to intelligent infinity that is more profound than what you have given us? I am Ra. We cannot say what may seem profound to an entity. The red, yellow, and blue rays are primary because they signify activity of a primary nature. Red ray is the foundation. Orange ray, the movement towards yellow ray, which is the ray of self-awareness and interaction. Green ray is the movement through various experiences of energy exchanges having to do with compassion and all-forgiving love, to the primary blue ray, which is the first ray of radiation of self regardless of any actions from another. The green ray entity is ineffectual in the face of blockage from other selves. The blue ray entity is a co-creator. This may perhaps simply be a restatement of previous activity. But if you consider the function of the Logos as representative of the infinite Creator in effectuating the knowing of the Creator by the Creator, you may perhaps see the steps by which this may be accomplished. May we ask for one final full question before we leave this working? Questioner. This may be too long a question for this working, but I will ask it, and if it is too long, we can continue it at a later time. Could you tell me of the development of the social memory complex Ra from its first beginnings and what catalyst it used to get to where it is now in activation of rays? Is this too long a question? I am Ra. The question does not demand a long answer, for we who experienced the vibratory densities upon that planetary sphere, which you call Venus, were fortunate in being able to move in harmony with the planetary vibrations with an harmonious graduation to second, to third, and to fourth, and a greatly accelerated fourth density experience. We spent much time-space, if you will, in fifth density, balancing the intense compassion we had gained in fourth density. The graduation, again, was harmonious, and our social memory complex, which had become most firmly cemented in fourth density, remained of a very strong and helpful nature. Our sixth density work was also accelerated because of the harmony of our social memory complex, so that we were able to set out as members of the Confederation to even more swiftly approach graduation to seventh density. Our harmony, however, has been a grievous source of naivete as regards working with your planet. Is there a brief query before we leave this instrument? Questioner, I'll only ask if there's anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. All is well. I leave you, my friends, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 42, March 22, 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We communicate now. Questioner, I have a question on balancing. It's quite long, and we'll copy it directly into the book as it is. If you can answer it without me reading it, it would save time. Otherwise, I will read it. I am Ra. We understand your desire to preserve your opportunity. However, a summary of the query would be well. For if we answer a mentally requested query, this query shall not be published. If you wish this answer to be for private use only, we shall proceed. Questioner, I will just read it very rapidly, the question then. I'm going to make a statement and ask you to comment on its degree of accuracy. I'm assuming that the balanced entity would not be swayed either towards positive or negative emotions by any situation which he might confront. By remaining unemotional in any situation, the balanced entity may clearly discern the appropriate and necessary responses in harmony with the Law of One for each situation. Most entities on our planet find themselves unconsciously caught up into every emotional situation which they come in contact with according to their own unique biases, and, because of these biases, are unable to see clearly teach learning opportunities and appropriate response in each emotional situation, and must, therefore, through a process of much trial and error and enduring of resulting pain, repeat such situations many times until they become consciously aware of the need to balance their energy centers and thusly their responses and behaviors. Once a person becomes consciously aware of the need to balance their energy centers and responses, the next step is to allow the appropriately positive or negative responses to emotional situations to flow smoothly through their being, without retaining any of the emotional coloration after it has been consciously observed and allowed to flow through the being. And I am assuming that this ability to consciously observe the positively or negatively charged energy flowing through the being may be augmented by practice of the balancing exercises you have given us, with the result in balance being achieved for the entity which would allow him to remain unemotional and undistorted in regards to the Law of One in any situation, much like the objective viewer of a television movie. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is an incorrect application of the balancing which we have discussed. The exercise of first experiencing feelings and then consciously discovering their antitheses within the being has as its objective not the smooth flow of feelings, both positive and negative, while remaining unswayed, but rather the objective of becoming unswayed. This is a simpler result and takes much practice, shall we say. The catalyst of experience works in order for the learned teachings of this density to occur. However, if there is seen in the being a response, even if it is simply observed, the entity is still using the catalyst for learned teaching. The end result is that the catalyst is no longer needed. Thus, this density is no longer needed. This is not indifference or objectivity, but a finely tuned compassion and love which sees all things as love. This seeing elicits no response due to catalytic reactions. Thus, the entity is now able to become co-creator of experiential occurrences. This is the truer balance. Questioner, I will attempt to make an analogy. If an animal, shall I say, a bull in a pen, attacks you because you have wandered into his pen, you get out of his way rapidly, but you do not blame him. or you do not have much of an emotional response other than the fear response that he might damage you. However, if you encounter another self in his territory and he attacks you, your response may be more of an emotional nature, creating physical bodily responses. Am I correct in assuming that when your response to the animal and to the other self, seeing both as the creator and loving both and understanding their action in attacking you is the action of their free will, then you have balanced yourself correctly in this area? Is this correct? I am wrong. This is basically correct. However, the balanced entity will see in the seeming attack of an other self the causes of this action, which are, in most cases, of a more complex nature than the cause of the attack of the second density bull, as was your example. Thus, this balanced entity would be open to many more opportunities for service to a third density other self. Questioner: would a perfectly balanced entity feel an emotional response when being attacked by the other self? I am Ra. This is correct. The response is love. Questioner: in the illusion that we now experience, it is difficult to maintain this response, especially if the entity's attack results in physical pain. But I assume that this response should be maintained even through physical loss of life or extreme pain. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is correct, and further is of a major or principal importance in understanding, shall we say, the principle of balance. Balance is not indifference, but rather the observer not blinded by any feelings of separation, but rather fully imbued with love. Questioner: in the last session, you made the statement that, quote, we, that is Ra, spent much time space in the fifth density, balancing the intense compassion gained in fourth density, end quote. Could you expand on this concept with respect to what we were just discussing? I am Ra. The fourth density, as we have said, abounds in compassion. This compassion is folly when seen through the eyes of wisdom. It is the salvation of third density, but creates a mismatch in the ultimate balance of the entity. Thus we, as a social memory complex of fourth density, had the tendency towards compassion, even to martyrdom in aid of other selves. When the fifth density harvest was achieved, we found that in this vibratory level, flaws could be seen in the efficacy of such unrelieved compassion. We spent much time space in contemplation of those ways of the Creator which imbue love with wisdom. Questioner: I would like to try to make an analogy for this in third density. Many entities here feel great compassion toward relieving the physical problems of third density other selves by administering to them in many ways, bringing them food if there is hunger, as there is in the African nations now, bringing them medicine if they believe they require administering to them medically, and being selfless in all of these services to a very great extent. This is creating a polarization or a vibration that is in harmony with the green ray or fourth density. However, it is not balanced with the understanding of fifth density that these entities are experiencing catalyst, and a more balanced administration to their needs would be to provide them with the learning necessary to reach the state of awareness of fourth density than it would be to administer to their physical needs at this time. Is this correct? I am Ra. This is incorrect. To a mind-body-spirit complex which is starving, the appropriate response is the feeding of the body. You may extrapolate from this. On the other hand, however, you are correct in your assumption that the green ray response is not as refined as that which has been imbued with wisdom. This wisdom enables the entity to appreciate its contributions to the planetary consciousness by the quality of its being, without regard to activity or behavior which expects results upon visible planes. Questioner: then why do we have the extreme starvation problem in generally in the area of Africa at this time? Is there any metaphysical reason for this, or is it purely random occurrence? I am Ra. Your previous assumption was correct as to the catalytic action of this starvation and ill health. However, it is within the free will of an entity to respond to this plight of other selves, and the offering of the needed foodstuffs and substances is an appropriate response within the framework of your learned teachings at this time, which involve the growing sense of love for and service to other selves. Questioner: What is the difference in terms of energy center activation between a person who represses emotionally charged responses to emotionally charged situations and the person who is balanced and therefore truly unswayed by emotionally charged situations? I am Ra. This query contains an incorrect assumption. To the truly balanced entity, no situation would be emotionally charged. With this understood, we may say the following. The repression of emotions depolarizes the entity insofar as it then chooses not to use the catalytic action of the space-time present in a spontaneous manner, thus dimming the energy centers. There is, however, some polarization towards positive if the cause of this repression is consideration for other selves. The entity which has worked long enough with the catalyst to be able to feel the catalyst but not find it necessary to express reactions is not yet balanced, but suffers no depolarization due to the transparency of its experiential continuum. Thus, the gradual increase in the ability to observe one's reactions and to know the self will bring the self ever closer to a true balance. Patience is requested and suggested, for the catalyst is intense upon your plane, and its use must be appreciated over a period of consistent learned teaching. Questioner. How could a person know when he is unswayed by an emotionally charged situation, or if he is repressing the flow of emotions, or if he is in balance and truly unswayed? I am Ra. We have spoken to this point. Therefore, we shall briefly iterate that to the balanced entity, no situation has an emotional charge, but is simply a situation like any other in which the entity may or may not observe an opportunity to be of service. The closer an entity comes to this attitude, the closer an entity is to balance. You may note that it is not our recommendation that reactions to catalyst be repressed or suppressed, unless such reactions would be a stumbling block not consonant with the law of one to another self. It is far, far better to allow the experience to express itself in order that the entity may then make fuller use of this catalyst. Questioner. How can an individual assess what energy centers within its being are activated and in no immediate need of further attention, and which energy centers are not activated and are in need of immediate attention? I am Ra. The thoughts of an entity, its feelings or emotions, and least of all, its behavior, are the signposts for the teach learning of self by self. In the analysis of one's experiences of a diurnal cycle, an entity may assess what it considers to be inappropriate thoughts, behaviors, feelings, and emotions. In examining these inappropriate activities of mind, body, and spirit complexes, the entity may then place these distortions in the proper vibrational ray and thus see where work is needed. Questioner. In the last session you said, quote, "The self, if conscious to a great enough extent of the workings of the catalyst of fasting and the techniques of programming, may, through concentration of the will and the faculty of faith alone, cause reprogramming without the analogy of fasting, diet, or other analogous body complex disciplines," end quote. What are the techniques of programming which the higher self uses to ensure that the desired lessons are learned or attempted by the third density self in our third density incarnational laboratory? I am Ra. There is but one technique for this growing or nurturing of will and faith, and that is the focusing of the attention. The attention span of those you call children is considered short. The spiritual attention span of most of your peoples is that of the child. Thus, it is a matter of wishing to become able to collect one's attention and hold it upon the desired programming. This, when continued, strengthens the will. The entire activity can only occur when there exists faith that an outcome of this discipline is possible. Questioner. Can you mention some exercises for helping to increase the attention span? I am Ra. Such exercises are common among the many mystical traditions of your entities. The visualization of a shape and color, which is a personal inspirational quality to the meditator, is the heart of what you would call the religious aspects of this sort of visualization. The visualization of simple shapes and colors, which have no innate inspirational quality to the entity, form the basis for what you may call your magical traditions. Whether you image the rose or the circle is not important. However, it is suggested that one or the other path towards visualization be chosen in order to exercise this faculty. This is due to the careful arrangement of shapes and colors, which have been described as visualizations by those steeped in the magical tradition. Questioner. As a youth, I was trained in the engineering sciences, which include the necessity for three-dimensional visualization for the processes of design. Would this be helpful as a foundation for the type of visualization that you are speaking of, or would it be of no value? I am Ra. To you, the questioner, this experience was valuable. To a less sensitized entity, it would not gain the proper increase of concentrative energy. Questioner. Then the less sensitized entity should use what should he use for the proper energy? I am Ra. In the less sensitized individual, the choosing of personally inspirational images is appropriate, whether this inspiration be the rose, which is of perfect beauty, the cross, which is a perfect sacrifice, the Buddha, which is the all-being in one, or whatever else may inspire the individual. Questioner. I had one experience in meditation which I spoke of before, which was very profound, approximately 20 years ago, a little less. What disciplines would be most applicable to recreate this situation and this type of experience? Editor's note. This experience was first spoken about in 34.3, in which Don described a unique vision seen during a meditation. I am Ra. Your experience would best be approached from the ceremonial, magical stance. However, the wanderer or adept shall have the far greater potential for this type of experience, which, as you have undoubtedly analyzed to be the case, is one of an archetypal nature, one belonging to the roots of cosmic consciousness. Questioner. Was that in any way related to the Golden Dawn in ceremonial magic? I am Ra. The relationship was congruency. Questioner. Then, in attempting to reproduce this experience, would I then best follow practices for the Order of the Golden Dawn in reproducing this? I am Ra. To attempt to reproduce an initiatory experience is to move, shall we say, backwards. However, the practice of this form of service to others is appropriate in your case, working with your associates. It is not well for positively polarized entities to work singly. The reasons for this are obvious. Questioner. Then this experience was a form of initiation? Is this correct? I am Ra. Yes. Questioner. Thank you. Using the teach-learning relationship of parent to its child, what type of actions would demonstrate the activation of each energy center in sequence from red through violet? I am Ra. This shall be the last full query of this working. The entity, child or adult, as you call it, is not an instrument to be played. The appropriate teach-learning device of parent to child is the open-hearted beingness of the parent and the total acceptance of the beingness of the child. This will encompass whatever material the child entity has brought into the life experience in this plane. There are two things especially important in this relationship other than the basic acceptance of the child by the parent. Firstly, the experience of whatever means the parent uses to worship and give thanksgiving to the one infinite creator should, if possible, be shared with the child entity upon a daily basis, as you would say. Secondly, the compassion of parent to child may well be tempered by the understanding that the child entity shall learn the biases of service to others or service to self from the parental other self. This is the reason that some discipline is appropriate in the teach learning. This does not apply to the activation of any one energy center, for each entity is unique, and each relationship with self and other self doubly unique. The guidelines given are only general for this reason. Is there a brief query before we leave this instrument? Questioner. If this is not brief enough, don't bother to answer it. But first, I just wondered if certain parts are always removed, the same parts removed, in cattle mutilations. And is that related to the energy centers, and why these particular parts were removed? But if that is too long of an answer, I'll just ask if there's anything that we can do to make the instrument more comfortable or to improve the contact. I am Ra. It would be well to respond to the query at another working. The instrument is well. I am Ra. I leave you, my friends, in the love and the light of the infinite creator. Go forth then, rejoicing in the power and the peace of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Ra session number 43, March 24th. 1981. I am Ra. I greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Before we communicate, may we request the adjustment without the touching of this instrument's physical body complex, of the item which presses upon the instrument's head. This is causing some interference with our contact. Questioner, is that the pillow or something else? Do you speak of the pillow under the neck? I am Ra. There is a line of interference crossing the crown of the head. Questioner, is it this? A 2-inch fold in the sheet is located 3 inches from the crown of the instrument's head and is laid flat on the bed. Is that it? I am Ra. This is correct. Please increase the distance from the crown of the head. Questioner, ruffles in the sheet are smooth all along the length of the sheet next to the instrument's head. Is that satisfactory? I am Ra. Yes. Questioner, I am sorry that we failed to notice that. I am Ra. We communicate now. Questioner, I'll just try to pick up the last question left over from the last session. I don't know if it is of any importance, but it just occurred to me that the parts removed in cattle mutilations are the same every time, and I just wondered if this was related to the energy centers and why they were important if that was so. I am Ra. This is basically correct, if you may understand that there is a link between energy centers and various thought forms. Thus, the fears of the mass consciousness create the climate for the concentration upon the removal of bodily parts, which symbolize areas of concern or fear in the mass consciousness. Questioner, are you saying then that these parts that are removed are related to the mass consciousness of the third density human form on the planet? And this fear is being used in some way by the second density entities or the thought form entities that do the mutilations? I am Ra. This is correct, as latterly stated. The thought form entities feed upon fear. Thus, they are able to do precise damage according to systems of symbology. The other second density types of which you speak need the, what you call, blood. Questioner. These other second density types need the blood to remain in the physical? Do they come in and out of our physical density from one of the astral planes? I am Ra. These entities are, shall we say, creatures of the Orion group. They do not exist in astral planes, as do the thought forms, but wait within the Earth's surface. We, as always, remind you that it is our impression that this type of information is unimportant. Questioner. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I sometimes am at a loss before investigation into an area to know whether it is going to lead to a better understanding. This just seemed to be related somehow to the energy centers that we were speaking of. I'm going to make a statement and have you comment on it for its correctness. The statement is, when the Creator's light is split or divided into colors and energy centers for experience, then in order to reunite with the Creator,